Hello there, welcome to Seek the Truth. Thank you for listening to this. We're working our way through the life story of Jesus Christ, but we have as our narrator Dr. Luke, and Dr. Luke wrote diaries to describe the life of Jesus Christ. We're in Luke chapter 13, and Jesus is talking there about some people who had faced some tragic disasters. In fact, there were folks came to Jesus, it says they were present at that season, some that told him, Jesus, of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. What had happened was Pilate had instructed his men to cut down these worshippers, and they had been killed in the act of worship, and as a result, their blood was mingled with the sacrifices' blood, a disgusting mix-up of events. They really were asking the question, were these people worse than others? Why did it happen to them? A question we often ask. When disaster comes to my life, I often ask the question, why me? I think it's natural to do that. When disaster comes to bad people, often people say they deserved it. But is that true? Jesus answering said to them, suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. He's asking the question, were these men worse than others because somehow fate had permitted them to suffer in this way? Was it a reflection of their character? Jesus says it wasn't indeed fate. We would be able to discuss that on another occasion. God's hand permissively allows certain events to take place. Sometimes the complexities are such we cannot explain why, and it seems so unfair to us. But Jesus said, I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He's saying, we're all vulnerable to immediate and sudden death. And it could be violent, it could be difficult, because that's what life throws at us, and that's what sin has produced in a world full of evil and evil men and evil behaviour. There was another group of 18 people the Lord Jesus talks about, and a tower had fallen upon them. It was the Tower of Siloam, or a tower in Siloam, and they died as a result. And Jesus asked the question, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? He's asking the question that sometimes people put, do bad things happen to people because they're bad? He answers the question, no. But except you repent, you will all likewise perish. The Lord Jesus is putting the point across here. Don't think that bad things happen to people because they're bad or because they're good, but because they live in a world where there is evil and where sin hurts and death is sure, and it's a certainty that we will all die, and some may die horrible deaths. Some may be rather easier in their mode of leaving this world. But he says the key is this, turn to God, repent. Turn to trust in God. Ask for his forgiveness. Believe in him and accept his offer of salvation through faith in his Son who died for our sins. Thank you for listening to Seek the Truth. May God bless you today. I hope you'll listen again.